Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. I had the opportunity to speak to the Johnston, Iowa Chamber of Commerce on something called 5 and 24, 5 things any business can do to remanufacture their brand and sell more stuff in 24 hours. And so we talked about all of that. And one of the people who was sitting there, I said, hey, by the way, anybody want to share the microphone with me for a few minutes? Come on up. And who shows up? Jim DeKreif. And he is with First Point. That's part of the First National Bank. Jim, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, I asked earlier, I said, oh, are you from Orange City? Are you from Pella with a name like DeKreif, right?
Right.
Sheldon, you said.
Sheldon, Iowa.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
All right. Up there in northwest Iowa. It's good country up there.
Yes, sir.
All right. So tell me about First Point and its relationship to the bank.
Yeah. So First Point Wealth Management is actually our investment arm. The bank has a wealth management through trust and investment services, and we provide the investment services within First National Bank, which does include our trust department and our personal bankers.
So you're the guy that people would come to if they're seeking answers with what has become a volatile market?
Absolutely, yeah. Sir. That's one of the things that we are specializing in is looking at what the investor can do or should be doing when you do have markets like this that are quite volatile.
You know, so we do the Business News Hour every single day, and we keep a close eye on what's happening with the markets. And I don't want to ask your opinion on this, but I'm just going to share this. You know, we've watched this happen. Today, okay, beginning of the week, you know, the markets were pretty stable. And then impeachment talk started on Tuesday, I think it was, and markets fell apart. Then they came roaring back. And then now investors are going, oh, maybe this is a real deal. And so they fell again. And this volatility is something. Is the word uncertainty the most deadly word in planning for the future?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the terminologies that we use in our industry right now is the greatest risk to most investors is a thing called headline risk.
Yeah.
So the headlines are really dominating what the market responds to and doesn't respond to, especially if you notice, like you mentioned, you have one day of bad news and the market corrects thinking that's, but the next day there's some positive news and we come back again. So probably the biggest risk that we're talking about with investors and clients is, are you aware of the headline risk that is involved? And it's particularly this market, as you talked about, with all the social media and everything that's out there, there's so much news coming at the clients. We just don't know how to take all that news and absorb it and how it applies to our investments.
Absolutely. Jim DeKreif, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest from First Point, part of First National Bank. Where is the charter for the bank?
Actually, our charter is in Ames, Iowa. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. And so we are a 116-year-old bank,
wow.
Survived the Great Depression, very, very longstanding in the community, and we're proud to be a part of that as well at First Point.
Privately owned?
Yeah. Well, no, we actually are publicly traded through the...
Yeah?
Yep. So it's actually through the Ames National Corporation.
Got
so,
it. Yep. All right. And so your job is to be assistive to individuals and corporations, I would suspect, when it comes to money management issues, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How do you do that?
Well, first of all, it's all about the client and what's important to them, right? We like to talk about goals-based wealth management. What's important to you as the investor? And so once we get a client to come in or a prospect and we start talking to them, we truly want to understand what's important to you.
Right.
Why are you doing this? What are your goals? What are you looking to do in the future? And then we try to help you craft a plan that will help you meet your goals with the risk that you're willing to take or want to look at.
And that takes some intake, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
Yeah, I mean, this is a moment, and several moments, I would suspect, where you need to sit down with these consumers, these clients, and really ask some pointed questions about where they want to go in the future. How many kids and what's going on with the farm and, yeah?
Absolutely. It's a pretty in-depth conversation. We don't start out by talking about any type of investment solutions or anything because
right.
We can't offer you a solution if we don't know what it is, the challenges that you're facing. So absolutely, it may be special needs for kids of special needs. And what does that look like?
Sure.
After the parents may have passed on? What does it look like for kids and grandkids, for the college, for the future? But more importantly, what's it look like for you as my client? What's your retirement look like? Because when that paycheck stops, That makes a whole lot of difference in your day-to-day, how you approach your day-to-day living.
That's why I'm still working, Jim, every single day, still turning the crank out here. All right, let's talk about a specific, and I don't want you to, you know, give any advice. I'm just curious. We have lots of people in Iowa that own considerable land value. And land value, as you well know, the farming sector has fallen on some really tough times with tariff issues and all kinds in China and Brazil and soybeans, and, you know, we could go on and on. But there's still a significant amount of value out there. Yes. When a family has a farm and they're maybe thinking about leaving the farm and they've got three or four or five kids, what happens?
Well, that's a great question, and that's when we would sit down with them and really determine, do none of the children really want to be involved in the farm? Our experience has been that there usually is one that will be taking on the farm, but what do I do for the other three?
Right.
And so that's where we can help and step in and talk about planning issues and maybe buy some, you know, and again, we don't want to talk anything specific about the product, but, you know, we can step in and talk about there's other ways to help compensate the other children for that, the giving of the farm ground or the selling to the farm ground to that specific child. If there is nobody, that is becoming a growing issue in the planting industry. And so there are some opportunities to do different things and try to help. But mostly we're finding out right now that that is one child will or is willing to take on the farm. How do we help compensate the other children for that?
Some kind of a wealth replacement tool.
Absolutely.
That does make them whole at the same time. I get it, certainly. And that's so important because, as you said, you know, if there's, and I've run into this numerous times where I used to be a person that would raise considerable amounts of money for a nonprofit a long time ago. But that was always an issue. You know, what do we do with all of this wealth if we don't have a good plan in place for the kids that may not want to farm or the person that does want to farm, and how do we make all that work? His name is Jim DeCreif.
DeCreif,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
There you go. And he is with First Point, a part of First American Bank. What's the best thing about your job, Jim?
I really love helping people. I got into this business because I saw my grandfather, who was a teenager during the Great Depression, talk about seeing his family lose everything. And for the remainder of his life, he did not believe in any type of investments, insurance, or anything like that. And I saw the effect that it had on he and my grandmother as they went into retirement and the struggle, which ended up coming down to my parents for care. So it's really, I just love seeing people come to the table and say, listen, how can you help us have a little bit better, brighter future? And that's really what the best part about this is.
The voice of Jim DeCreif, ladies and gentlemen. He is with First Point, part of First National Bank. And we will have links up on the radio blog so you can find out more about Jim and First Point. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. It's been truly an honor. Thank you again.
You know, you meet some really neat people out there on the trail. Once again, that was Jim DeCreif with First Point. That's part of First National Bank. And Jim tells me he's got a seminar coming up free on Tuesday, the 15th of October, called Income for What's Next. And, of course, what's next is different for each person. We've got a link to the seminar up on our radio blog. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Jim DeCreif, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.